ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीविशद्ध उवाच नायं देहो देह वाजं निलोके पश्चान् कामान् अर्हते ये पूजां ये तपो दिव्यं पुत्रकारेण शुद्ये यस्मात् ब्रह्मा सौख्यं तु अनन्तं महत् सेवां द्वारम् आहुर् विमुक्ते समो द्वारम् योषिका सङ्गी सङ्गम् महान्त ते सम चित्ता सुशान्ता विमन्यवा सुविदा साधवो ये।
उत्तमीमाह ऋषव इति वी आर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ लॉर्ड ऋषभवेद क्रिश्चन तदुत्तम उपायन भगवत उपासनम उपदेश उपदेक्षमाण वैराग्यं विना उपदेष्टोपि भक्ति योग न सम्यक् प्रतिष्ठति तदुत्पत्तये तावान् निन्दति नायम् इत्यादयः। This is a note given by D. Raghavachar. He belongs to the Ramanuja Sampradaya. We have got four disciple successions. Madhyacharya Sampradaya or succession, Ramanujacharya, Vishnu Swami, and what is the other? Nimbark. So D. Raghavacharya belongs to the Ramanuja Visati succession. It's very famous man. Acharya. He says that Bhagavat Upasanam Upadeshamana Vairagyam vina upadishtopi bhakti yoga na sammak pratitishtati. We may give instruction for many years, but unless one practices vairagya, renunciation, vairagya vina, this bhakti yoga, another name is vairagya yoga. That is pointed out by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya when he offered his prayer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. Sikha Kamika Purusha Purana. श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीर धारी कृपाम बुद्धि तवहं प्रपद्ये. He said that this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the same Lord Krishna. Krishna advised Sarvadharman Paritajamami Kansar. This Sarvadharman includes all our material activities. But people could not understand. The instruction still stands. Krishna said, Sarvadharman Paritajya. Just simply surrender to me. And nobody is doing that. God says, if you surrender unto me, I shall give you all protection. There is assurance. But we are so unfortunate that we cannot believe or cannot be assured on the words of God also. We do not believe. Our God cannot give us protection. Let me try my own technology. I shall protect myself. This is one. That means he is not detached with this material activity. Krishna says also that he gives up. Just like we are also saying, there are so many proposals. They come, philanthropy, people are starving. We have to see, first of all, there is a communist state, then we can discuss about spiritual. There are so many people starving, and they have taken contracts for feeding them. But these are only simply big, big words. They cannot do anything. Neither are they winning. They are simply after their own senses. Otherwise, why so many people all around the world, they voluntarily starve, just like the hippies. While they are lying down on the street, on the park, no fixed up program for eating, sleeping. They are not poor men, son. So, nature's way will work. You cannot stop them. But because they cannot give up attachment for this material activity, they put some manifesto that we are working for this. After finishing this task, then we shall take to the consideration of spiritual life. So this is called will of the wish. What is that will of the wish? There is a fire, and the fire goes ahead, and the man follows. It is something like that. They cannot do anything. Actually, they have got attachment for this material activity, and they put forward different types of manifestation. But if one is serious about going back to home, back to Godhead, first of all, they have no such informant. That there is a place where God lives. They think it is all fictitious. Oh, why is it fictitious? If we accept there is God, what is the objection to accept a place for Him? We have got our place, we have got our residential quarters, and God has provided us all these facilities, and He has no facility. He is impersonal. He has no place. Just see. So, these things cannot be understood by the materialistic person. Therefore, One has to practice Vairagya, renunciation. That is pointed out here. Bhagavat upasanam upadeksamana vairagyam vina upadishtopi bhakti yoga na sammak pratipishtati. Side by side, we have to practice voluntarily to be detached from material activity. Then we can make progress in devotional service. Tadutpattaye kaman nindati. This is our voluntary work. If we want to be detached, because Krishna is so kind, he here got even a little pinch of attachment for this material world. You are not allowed to enter into the kingdom of Krishna. You must be completely free. Therefore, bhakti yoga is enunciated by Rupa Goswami. Annavilasita sunnam. Annavilasita sunnam. Sunnam means zero. All kinds of material desires should be made into zero. Annavilasita sunnam. Jnana karma anavrita. Jnana, speculative method for understanding the absolute truth, as the Mahavadis, they are speculating, this is not, this is not, this is not. Neti, neti. This is jnana. And karma means they are struggling hard to enjoy the fruitive result. As we see generally, everywhere, they are working so hard, big buildings, big factories, big roads, cities, so many things, they are trying to be happy by such advancement of material, of, they are called purni. Some of them are trying to be happy within this material, within this world, or in, within this life. And there are others also, they are also performing big yajnas, charities, so that next life they may also take birth in very nice family, or maybe elevated to the higher planetary system, where the standard of life is thousand times better than here, that is all arrangement. So they are trying for that. Not only to become very bodily happy in this life, but also next life. But as there is difficulty, suppose if you want to be happy materially, then you see how they are working very hard. There are no time. In the morning at 5:30, we go for morning walk. We see what are happening, dressing. At night, you Europeans, you know better than me, how they are working very, very hard. What is the idea? To become happy, to satisfy the senses. Similarly, there are others who know that there is life after death. So they are also preparing how next life also will be happy. We may take birth in very rich family, in a high planet, heavenly planet. So, this hard labor is great. So, Rishabhde says that this hard labor should be strong. then no need of so much hardening. Why you should walk so hard? This such kind of hard labor is seen among the animals. This is there are animals, just like we saw one jackal was passing on the street. So they come out in the night, some of the animals, especially feral animals, they come out at night for their food. Everyone is working hard, they also come. The animals also, they are also working very hard. That is, give an example, the hogs and dogs. So that is restricted. If you go on working for better standard of life, then you will be attached to this work and your mind will be absorbed in such work. And as the mind continues to be absorbed in working so hard, then after giving up this body, you will have to accept another body to fulfill such desire within the mind. Krishna will give you full facility. Therefore, it is said, Deho Vithanamadhi Jo Niloka Manushka. Thus means, Satyam Manushka Deha Kostan Krishan Sampadamanam Tato Dukkha Rupan Kaman Jagyadini. Jagyadini prati nahati kaman anubhavitam nārhati ittartha. Rishabha says that simply for self-gratification, don't work so much. Actually, we haven't got to work. Everything is there. We have repeatedly discussed. It's like in the morning, the birds get up. They do not work very hard. They know that we shall go in some upon some tree and there is food, there is some fruit. And we shall eat. There is no good crop, very great crop. The animals are also, they are assured. Everyone is assured. Even human beings, just like sunnets, they are also assured. Just like when I came to your country, there was no friend, there was no relative. But assurance was there that I am going for Krishna's business. So there is some provision. Never mind, relative. That much faith he must have. Actually, for anyone is not Krishna conscious, one is not devotee of Krishna, he has also permission. That permission is there. So why should he work so hard? Our business is to save time, how to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. That people cannot understand. Now, how to become detached from this habit of hard working, that is suggested here. it is said, Mahat Sivadara Mahu Vimukti. Mahat Seva, so saintly person, if you associate with them, if you serve them, try to serve. That practice is still in India. If a sannyasi will find some Chaitanya Charitamrita, to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going from village to village. But any village he goes, generally in sannyasi he goes to a temple. Because temple is for meant for the traveling sannyasi. And as soon as one sannyasi is still, this custom is prevalent in India. As soon as somebody sees a sannyasi has come in a temple, somebody from the village, not somebody, but many will come, sir, you can take your lunch and that's my place. So there is no scarcity. Many people will come to invite you. Still, therefore, many pseudo or phony sons, they are taking this profession because there is no difficulty getting food. So, Mahaseva, what is the idea? The idea is the grihasthas, they know that we are simply engaged in the matter of self-gratification. We invite some saintly person at home. If he is at my place, then we commit so many sinful activities. We will be saved. This is the path. Therefore, a sannyasi is advised to accept prasadam in the house of a brahmana. Because a brahmana is supposed to become very pious. If you take pushka from impious man, then that means you are taking share of his impious activities. But a saintly person, they can digest. But he cannot digest, then you have to suffer. This is the point. Then he has to suffer. Therefore, the safety principle is to accept luncheon in a pious family, where the Vaishnava family or Brahman family. Not that anywhere we can accept cooked food. Sometimes you have to do it, but that is against principle. We should not accept food anywhere and everywhere, unless he is pious. The brahmanas are supposed to be pious, therefore sannyasi is advised to accept food, luncheon, in the Brahman family. The Brahman family is still not all, a few families still in India. They worship regularly Narayan Shiva, Salabhadra Shiva. Therefore, one should be anxious to give some service to the saintly person. Mahaseva. Dharam. If you engage yourself how to serve a saintly person, then your door for going back to Godhead will gradually become open. Mahaseva dharam ahu dhivukti. This human body, it is in jansa. You can go this way or you can go that way. This way means mahaseva, liberation. But people do not understand what is liberation. They are so dull. That means their education system is so rough that they do not know what is liberation. Just like cats and dogs, they do not know what is liberation. Liberation means to get out of this false condition of life. I'm thinking on this body which I am not, and therefore I'm acting on the bodily concept of life and becoming entangled more and more so that I have to accept another body, another body, another body. This is my conditional state of life. And there is so much relief to accept another body. And it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Tathādhi āndara prāpti. You have to accept another body. And what kind of body I am going to get, that I do not know. Now suppose if I get another body in the plant life, a tree can stand for thousands of years. And if you get that sort of life, how much risky it is to accept another body. It is also possible. Those who are performing big yoga charity, they can expect to be transferred to the heavenly planet. But those who are not doing anything, living like cats and dogs, oh, their life is very risky. Very risky. But they do not know. There is no such hesitation. But here it is recommended that mahaseva dharamahu. If you associate with friendly person, then there is possibility of your door being open for liberation. Dharamahu vimukti. So we are opening many centers all over the world. What? To give people chance of having this association of Vaishnava, Mahatma. Therefore, those who are in charge of such centers, they must be ideal Mahatma. Mahatma means devotees. Mahatma Anastaman Klatha Devi Pajiti Mahatma. Svajanti Arannam. Mahatma means whose atma, whose soul is engaged in the service of the Supreme Lord, is Mahatma. Otherwise, Khudra, God is all perfect. So whose atma has become attached to the all pervading super soul, he is called Mahatma. Otherwise, Khudra, even our heart is attached to limited circle of my friends, wife, children, home, country, then I am Khudrātma, because that is limited. Khudrātma, Adhurātma, and the opposite is Mahātma, Mahān, great. So, we have to associate with Mahātma. Mahasteva. How associate? Then with dhī pranipātena pariprasena sevaya. To associate. Therefore it is the custom. Whenever one goes to see one saintly person, he gives something for service. Either clothes or something presentation. That is necessary. Mahasevā, it is said. Seva means service. Mahasevā. Not that I go to see one Mahatma saintly person and talk with him with all rascal purpose and waste his time and his own time also. That is not association of the Mahatma. Mahasiva, you must approach a saintly person to give him some courage. This is the beginning. Spiritual advancement of life means you have to give some service. That service begins when we serve the representative of Krishna, Mahatma, his spiritual master or saintly person. The Mahaseva Dharam Ahuni Mukte. And it's just the opposite number in English. Mahasevadaram ahudvumukte, dumukte stavadaram joshitam sangisangam. Joshit. Joshit means enjoyable, female, or prakriti. The nature has made in such a way that the male form or female form that attracts, that is called Yoshi. There are so many things for our attraction. Not that simply woman is attracted. No. Woman is a form. Roop, Ras, Shabda, Gandha, Sparsha, which is called the Tanmatra. Enjoying, we have got senses. So there must be object of enjoyment of the senses. The eyes, they have got also the object of sense gratification. The eyes want to see very beautiful form. Roop means form. And the tongue, it wants to enjoy very good taste, tasty food. So that is also enjoyment. Not that simply oven is for enjoyment. Any palatable foodstuff which attracts my tongue, that is also. Mahasrivada, samadharam, dhusita. These are dhusita. A nice, beautiful woman or man which attracts a nice foodstuff, which attracts my tongue, roop, rock, shabda, nice singing, which attracts my ears, roop, rock, shabda, gandha, smelling, which attracts my nostrils, roop, rock, gandha, shabda, spurs are touching. So these are all subject matter for my object. Tamodharam Joshitan Sangasam. Those who are attached only, the general public, they are attached to all these. They are going to cinema, they are drinking wine, they are going to restaurant, for satisfaction of the tongue, clubs and talking, so many things. So those who are attached to all these things for sense gratification, if we associate with such person, then our door for going to hell is open. Two doors. You have to make selection. Whether this door for becoming liberated from this entanglement of repetition of birth and death, and go back to home, back to home. This is one door. Another door for sense gratification. Adanta gobhi visadanta misra. The more we indulge in sense gratification, then more. Just like a drunkard. From the very beginning, he's not a big drunkard. He takes little. Then big bottle. Big bottles, that is it. It is simply there is smoking when the child learns from bad association to smoke. Then he becomes a chain smoker, one after another. So if we indulge in sense gratification, then it will increase. And more you increase the process of sense gratification, we go down deeper into the heavy condition of life. Just like the other day, I was talking with Mr. Burman. He is a mining engineer. I talked with him that you have spent so much time being educated as mining engineer. It is very good technology, yes, man. But do you ever consider that what is your position after taking so much education, learning technology, your place is in the dark mind. Your place. Whole day you have to walk within this darkness. And you are considered to be very expert and you are getting good salary. But your place is in the darkness. why don't you? Similarly, his wife, he is a qualified gynecologist. So what is her business? Her business is how to kill the child is in the womb, abort. Just think. Both are experts. One expert is engaged in the hellish condition of the mind, in darkness. Another expert is engaged in killing a small baby within the womb. Therefore, the result will be that they are going to hell. Adanta govi visatan kamishtam punat punat chagita jarvanan. Again doing the same thing, again going to the hellish condition of fire. This is called tamadharam, ignoring. Tamadharam. Yusitan sandhisam. Therefore, to make advancement in spiritual life, one must be serious to practice bhujyāga. Tapasya, that is tapasya. He should practice vairagya. Deny. No, I shall not eat this thing. I shall not drink this thing. I shall not do like this. Abnegation. That we have to practice. That we have to practice. But, although it is very difficult, so far we are concerned, we have made the things very concise. Simply, just observe the four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat-eating, and no intercourse. This much we have to practice if we are actually serious to go advance in spiritual life. This is vairagya, voluntary. You know, what is the difficulty? You want sex life, why don't you leave? Husband or wife, marriage. Sex life is not denied, but not outside of it. That is enough. A little vairagya. But, we have made such a civilization that no responsibility for marriage. Let the girls become prostitutes and enjoy and wear. What do you should do? They are going towards hell, punat punat chadvita sarma. But they do not know. Neither they do they care. It is very serious situation of the present civilization. If we think one who does not know, he is in darkness, that is a different thing. But especially in the Western country, I see that poor girls are being advertised for prostitution. What is that? Topless? Yes. Topless, bottomless, and so many things. Purposefully, poor girls are being utilized from our sense gravities. So horrible conditions. And when there is pregnancy, then abortion, then further entanglement, further abstinence. So this is the way to go to the darkest region of hellish condition of life. Sense gravities. So one has to avoid this. Vaha seva dharmahu dimukte. Tamadharam jyositam samnisam. Not only you directly make all these things, then you are condemned to go to the hellish country. If you associate with such person, then also you will be liable. If you associate, that's like some rascals, they say, yes, we are eating meat, but we are not directly killing. You purchase. They think that let me enjoy meat eating. Those who are killing in the slaughterhouse, they will be responsible. I am free. No. Because you are associating with such person. According to Manu Samhita, when an animal is killed, each persons become condemned with murder in charge. Each person. One who kills, one who orders, one who purchases, one who cooks, one who eats. So, that is the law. Just like one man is murdered. That murdering is committed by one man, but he has got many associates who has induced him, who has supplied him the weapon or giving. So many assistants. All of them are arrested. This is law. As we have got law here, here we can escape man-made laws, but you cannot escape God-made laws. That is not possible. Man-made laws sometimes we escape because everything made by man that is insufficient, imperfect, so you can escape sometimes. That is not escape, but you cannot escape God's law. Ishvara sarva-bhutanam vidyate arjuna tasya. God is situated within your heart. He is seeing everything and recording. Anumantya upadrashtya. You cannot escape. So these things are very important things. If we actually serious about becoming disentangled with this material world and go back to home, back to them, this instruction of the subject is very important. We shall discuss again. Thank you very much.